If we now look at research on learner characteristics, how, in fact, is this kind of research carried out? The thing is, it's not so easy to directly observe characteristics such as motivation, extroversion, and intelligence. It's easier to find out people's height and weight. These are exact measures. But these variables are quite difficult, because these labels are they characterize an entire range of behaviors and characteristics. And sometimes some of these characteristics, they are not independent of each other. I mean, does the presence of a certain characteristic type cause improved language learning? So, for example, in motivation questionnaires, learners may be asked how often they have opportunities to use their second language with native speakers. The assumption here, behind this question, is that those who report that they frequently have such opportunities are highly motivated to learn. Except it's not as simple as that, because if a learner responds that she or he frequently interacts with speakers of the second language, it may not be because she or he is more motivated to learn. Instead, it might be that this individual lives where there are more opportunities for language practice in informal context with people who speak the language that needs to be learned. The important thing in this kind of research is that how we can interpret correlations and the conclusion that one variable might cause another.